Hello. Hi. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This is a private market research firm, and this morning we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion, sir.
How long is this going to take, Richard, huh?
Yes, I was going to ask you, with which political party are you registered to vote with, sir?
Republican.
Republican. Okay, thank you so much. Let me put you here for Republican. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe you? Have you vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20? Have you already voted by absentee mail in ballot, or are you going to definitely going to vote?
I have not yet voted. But I do have an absentee ballot. I just haven't finished.
I see. Thank you, sir. Voters in Florida
are... If you want to know who I'm voting for judges and all that, I don't have a clue at this point.
Okay. I'm just conducting this quick survey. Your opinions are confidential, sir. Okay, so I'm just... let me ask you, sir, what is your age? We all respect you, sir.
76.
76. Okay. Thank you, sir. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. For this person, Chris Knuckle, is it very favorable or someone unfavorable to you?
Okay.
How do you consider that? Is it favorable or unfavorable?
Who is it again?
Chris Knuckle.
Favorable.
Favorable. Okay, Lisa Jaeger?
Don't know.
Don't know her. Okay. How about Jack Mariano?
Favorable.
Favorable. And Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
Okay, and thank you, sir. And you now will be asked just a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if you're a Republican primary election for Pasco County, so a superintendent of school, were you held today among the following candidates for whom you vote? John Legge or Michelle Mandarin?
John Legge.
John Legge. Thank you. And will you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for John Legge? Is it definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today among the following candidates, for who will you vote? Christian Philpatrick or Lisa Jaeger or Gabriel Papadopoulos?
What was the first one again?
The Christina Philpatrick? Fitzpatrick?
Papadopoulos.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, thank you. And lastly, if the Republican primary elections for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Jack Mariano or Gina Finocchiaro?
Mariano.
Okay. Thank you. And will you state that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Jack Mariano? Is it definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. From the following list, have you ever seen, read, or heard about Lisa Jaeger and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Jaeger, you can say indicate as well. Did you saw that in television?
No, I've heard nothing about her. I don't know anything about
okay.
her.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And we're almost done on this, okay? Now, will you be asked to a future demographic question before we finish for your classification purposes only? If you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderator, or conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
Thank you. Okay, what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed, sir? Last in high school?
4 years college.
Thank you. Congratulations on that, sir. So we're just done with your service, sir. I really appreciate for your valuable time. It has been a pleasure. Everything that you say is confidential. Hopefully, we go for the best on the election, sir.
I
thank you so
you.
Much,
thanks.
And you take care of yourself. You have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
It has been a pleasure. It has been a pleasure.